Thank you, David. Good morning.
Good morning.
When Jacob was standing behind the pulpit this morning, I was very hopeful. He was standing for me at the last moment. I'm sure someday he will make a fine preacher. I'm positive of that. It is a struggle every time that I speak, especially in choosing the appropriate topic. This time is no exception. I was lying awake Wednesday night thinking about the sermon. There were a few points that kept crossing my mind over and over again. Should I or should I? When I was ready to sit down to write down some of my thoughts on Thursday morning, I have problem trying to come up with the proper title or theme of the message. I wish that I had the biblical knowledge of Steve, the insights of Matt, the conciseness of David, and the humor of Randy. It's not going to happen. That's wishful thinking. Ah, that's it. Last time I spoke to you on 14 thinking. So wishful thinking would fit in quite nicely. What is wishful thinking? According to Wikipedia, wishful, that's a mouthful. Mouthful right there. Wishful thinking is the formation of belief and making decisions according to what might be pleasing to imagine instead of by appealing to evidence, rationality, or reality. It is a product of resolving conflicts between belief and desire. This definition sounds so formal. It is a mouthful, a word that I don't comprehend. So I went to another source. According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, wishful thinking is defined as an attitude or belief that something you want to happen will happen, even though it is not likely or possible. I like that one. For example, I wish that you will all like my sermon this morning. But if that's not wishful thinking, I don't know what is. I visited the Funny Wishful Thinking Quotes website and found the following. If only mosquitoes suck fat instead of blood. A man asked a fairy to make him desirable and irresistible to all women. She turned him into a credit card. I wish my bank account would fill as fast as my laundry basket. I wish common sense was more common. Wouldn't it be great if we could put ourselves in the dryer for 10 minutes and come out wrinkle-free and three sizes smaller? Not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it is faced. I like the last one. We live in the era of the smartphones and stupid people. This morning, the title of my message is Wishful Thinking. We will examine five different wishful thinking. Number one, we want to pray the least and get the most blessing. Most people struggle with prayer, finding time for prayer. If you don't set aside certain time to pray, you may just say grace before each meal, and that will be all the praying that you will do in the day. A strong church doesn't just happen. It usually has a well-attended prayer meeting. There will be a core group of believers praying steadily and regularly for the church. Good times and bad times, sunshine, rain, snow, and storm. We need to hold everyone up before our Lord. There's a time for private prayer. The devotion time you spend with God, reading of His Word and meditation on His teachings. There is also a time for corporate prayer. The prayer meeting where we petition our God for strength, wisdom, and necessary resources to live lives that are pleasing to Him. The scripture has much to say about prayer. The Lord's Prayer would be a good place to start. Matthew 6, verse 9 to 13. After this manner, therefore pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our Lord also gave us some guidelines regarding prayers. Matthew 6, verse 5 to 8. When thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, as they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. Prayer should be a key characteristic of the church. Acts 2:42, and they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. We have to be ardent, enthusiastic, and passionate in our prayer. James 5:16, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We have to be humble and truthful in our prayer. Luke 18, verse 10 to 14. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as the other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, and even as this publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess. Verse 13, and the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eye unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. We are to incorporate prayer as part of our lives and keenly aware of God's presence and be thankful. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17 and 18. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And also in Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. When we are thinking of blessings, we usually think of self, health, and wealth. We want God to look after our needs, jobs that we can do, food that we can eat, and leisure activities we can enjoy. We want God to keep us healthy so we can do things, travel to different places, and learn various things. We want God to help us to achieve financial security, whereby we can live comfortably, enjoy the fruits of our labor, and be worry-free about possible rainy days. Blessings can be associated with protection and happiness. God's blessing protects us and helps to guide us to the path of happiness and righteousness. The source of all blessing is God. James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. The channel of blessing is through Christ, in Christ, and by Christ. Ephesians 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, in Christ. God blesses us when he looks after our needs. Notice it is need and not want. Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And God blesses us when he calms our fear, lessen our worry, and increase our strength by his presence. Isaiah 41 verse 10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea. I will help thee, yea. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. God blesses us when we focus in doing things his way. Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. God blesses us with strength, wisdom, material, and resources to do good works. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. God blesses us with his peace when we cast all our care upon him. Philippians 4:7. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Wishful thinking number two. We want to serve God according to our liking and conveniences. We all know that we need to serve God. The struggle of serving lies in whose term are we doing it under. Are we doing it on our own terms? Do we dictate how we are to serve? Do we determine where we are to serve? Do we decide when we are to serve? The Bible warns against such thinking and deeds. Judges 17:6. In those days there was no king in Israel, but every man did that which was right in his own eyes. And in Proverbs 12, verse 15, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. And also in Proverbs 21, verse 2, every way of a man is right in his own eye, but the Lord pondereth the hearts. If the Apostle Paul serve God according to his own liking, the gospel would not have reached the Gentiles. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24 to 28. Of the Jews, five times received I 40 stripes, save one. I would have quit at the first incident of that. Thrice was I beaten with rods, once was I stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck, a night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeyings often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. Verse 27. In weariness and painfulness, in watching often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. God is infinitely wiser than us. His thoughts and ways are always the best. Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. We are to completely trust God, without a doubt, and fully surrender. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. There's only one way of serving God. It is to do it his way. It is to obey his commandments. It is to follow his direction. Wishful thinking number 3. We don't want to spend time studying the scripture, but still wants to know God's will. In order to know a person, you need to spend time with that person. The more time you spend with that person, the more you will find out about that individual, the likes and dislikes, behavior and personality, strengths and weaknesses. If we want to know God's will for us, we need to go to the Bible. The more time you spend studying the Bible, the more you seek his guidance through humility, the more that you will know his will for us. We have to stay away from all other distraction and make a conscious effort to know God. Psalm 46, 10. Be still and know that I am God. God gave us the Bible so that we can know him, his ways and his wills. 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrines, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. The only way to know God and his will is through studying his word. 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God. A woman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Wishful thinking number 4. We want to grow spiritually, but we don't want to attend Bible study, prayer meeting, breaking of bread, and family Bible hour. Spiritual growth is an uphill battle and journey. We all want to please the Lord by loving him, honoring him, and worshiping him. However, there are many resistances we have to overcome. The first one is laziness. We just don't feel like doing it. We couldn't be bothered with all that effort. We can find better things to do. The second one is rebellion. We decide what to do with our lives. We determine what to do it or not. We define the location where we want to be. The third one is procrastination. Right now, it is not good for us. We will make it up later. We know we should do it, but there are other matters that we need to take care of. All three resistances have one thing in common. They are man-centered. In order to grow spiritually, we need to be God-centered. We need to be accountable to him. We need to please him, and we need to love him. John 14, 15, if ye love me, keep my commandments. And also 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen. Wishful thinking number 5. We want to share the gospel or God's will with others without adequate preparation. There is a saying that goes like this. Chance favors the prepared mind. If you want to do well in a course, would you write the exam without adequate studying? If you want to run and win a race, would you just lounge around all day without training? If you want to win a spelling bee contest, would you play all the time without practicing your words? The Great Commission is given to all believers throughout the ages. Matthew 28:19-20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. The Apostle Paul warned those brethren who should be mature spiritually, but were not. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I affect you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you are not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. And also in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12, for when the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat. If we are not ready, it could do more harm than good. If we are not prepared, it could lead to dishonoring our Lord. We need to get ready. We need to be fully prepared. We need to look for opportunity. We need to be willing to serve, no matter what the result might be. Thank you for allowing me to share what God has laid upon my heart. If none of the wishful thinking applies to you, just keep on going in your spiritual journey. If one or more of this wishful thinking applies to you, maybe it's time for you to stop and come before our Lord to reflect. I would like to end the sermon with Corrie Ten Boom's Tapestry poem. My life is but a weaving between my God and me. I cannot choose the colors. He weaves steadily. Oft time he weaveth sorrow, and I in foolish pride forget he sees the upper and I the underside. Not till the loom is silent and the shuttles cease to fly will God unroll the canvas and reveal the reason why. The dark threads are as needful in the weaver's skillful hand as the threads of gold and silver in the pattern he has planned. He knows, he loves, he cares. Nothing this truth can dim. He gives the very best to those who leave the choice to him. Steve, can I ask you to close in prayer for us? Thank you very much.
Father, we thank you for this very timely message. And we see the churches of God neglecting their spiritual responsibilities before thee. And we pray that this little assembly will hearken unto what has been said to us this morning, because it applies to each of us individually. We can always do better, Lord. And for that we forgive, ask thy forgiveness. Part us now with thy blessings, we pray, and if the Lord be not come, may it please thee once again to bring us together next Lord's Day. For we ask it in thy name and for thy sake. Amen.